Well, hey, welcome to the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you to truly reach your potential, to define your purpose, and to live with passion. And I'm your host, Andy George, and I want to thank you so much for being on this episode, for joining me. Now, listen, if you have not yet subscribed, please make sure you subscribe to this podcast. You can also go to andygeorgecoaching.com for more content and for more information. Hey, real quickly, before we jump into the content on what's happening, I want to invite you that if you're in the Raleigh-Durham area on Friday, October the 11th, there is a John Maxwell event that we are hosting at Crossroads Fellowship. So Crossroads Fellowship Church is going to be the host site for the live simulcast. So John Maxwell and his team are going to be out of Atlanta, Georgia. So they're in Atlanta, and they are going to be doing all that. And as they're doing that, we are going to be having the live broadcast here at the Crossroads Fellowship Millbrook campus. And I got a quick little audio sound bite, and so we're just going to play this real fast. Hopefully this is working. So take a listen to this.
What I'm talking about is having the willingness, the ability to make positive changes in your life as a leader and in the life of the organization, the company, the group that you lead. If you make the right kind of a change, a right kind of a shift, you're going to become better because of as a leader, and the people around you are going to become better because of that.
If you're in the Triangle area, I want to personally invite you to join me on Friday, October 11th. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can go to andygeorgecoaching.com, and you'll get all the information there, and you can register, you can sign up, and we'd love to have you join us. All right, so today, for just a few moments, we're going to be talking about how to handle the problem. And the reason why I address this as how to handle the problem is because we always have problems. Every one of us has got issues. We've got problems that are facing us. So how to handle the problem? Listen, we all have problems. And sometimes your problems are big, sometimes they're small, and everywhere in between. If you don't have a problem right now, you're going to have a problem sometime pretty soon and pretty quickly. And so how do we actually handle the problem? And I want to give you just a few things real quickly. There's only about three things, a couple sub points on how to handle the problem that I think is going to help you. It's going to help your team. It's going to help everybody who's listening to this, because it's just practical. And the practicality behind it is because we always are going to have problems. There's going to be issues that are happening all around us. There's going to be things going on. Anyway, so here we go. So we're going to talk about the problem. The first thing is this. I would say that if you're facing a problem right now, or when you're about to face a problem, one of the first things that is extremely helpful when it comes to facing the problem is to identify what is the actual real issue. So several Christmases ago, I was in line at a store. And of course, during Christmas time, all the stores are packed. There's people everywhere. And in front of me, I was in the express lane. I think it was 12 items or less. I was in the express lane, and there were several people in front of me, and there was two people in front of me. They went up there, and they obviously had more than 12 items. Not a big deal. It's busy. Well, the person behind them, the person who's in front of me behind them, sees this, and absolutely, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that they absolutely lost their mind when this happened. They lost their mind. They started swearing and yelling. They were kind of taking their shopping cart and kind of kept nudging them. In fact, it was so bad that this person eventually followed them out into the parking lot, and they got into a major argument. People had to get in and kind of separate them. And I remember that, and I think about the problem. And let me ask you a question. Do you think that this person's problem was solely that the person in front of them had more than 12 items? No, that's not the problem. There's something behind that. That problem that they were facing right then and there, that situation, that circumstance. See, what happens is that when we're dealing with problems, circumstances have a tendency to make them even worse. And so we have a tendency, if we're not careful, to fly off the handle at a time when we really don't need to fly off the handle. So to identify what exactly is the real problem, more than likely the real problem is not the little circumstance that's kind of rubbing you the wrong way. And so to identify what exactly the real problem is, to narrow in, what exactly am I going through? What exactly is the problem at hand? And make sure that you keep the main thing the main thing. The main issue is the main issue, is the main problem. So that's the first thing. Number two, this is very critical. Otherwise, you go to very dark places very quickly. And that is that you have got to identify what is true about what's going on. If we don't identify what's true about what's going on, what happens is that we allow ourselves, our minds go down a very, very dark path very, very quickly if we are not careful. And I see that happen in my life. I'm sure I've seen that happen in other people's lives as well, where because there's a problem happening, there's something going on. And when we identify the problem, but we also got to identify what is true about the problem. And so there's a few areas to identify truth. There's really three main areas. And the first one is this, is what is true about me right now? So what am I going through right now? What's true about me? What's true about what I'm feeling? What's true about just my own past, my own mindset, my mind frame? Because once again, if we're not careful, we will absolutely allow problems get bigger and take us down some very dark paths, even inside of our own minds, to where we get down these dark paths. And then all of a sudden we find ourselves just anticipating. That's where anxiety comes from. That's where worry comes from. That's where doubt, self-doubt comes from. That's where fears come from. It's when we allow our minds to get too far ahead of what the real problem is and what's true about the problem. So is the problem really as big as you think it is? You know, and so to identify the truth about you, number two is to identify the truth about other people. So what is true about other people? What's true about the people that may or may not be involved with the problem? What's true about gossip? What's true about slander? What's true about, is everybody talking about you? I think sometimes when there's a problem, especially when it comes to other people, if we're not careful, we start saying things like everyone is doing this, or everyone is thinking this way, or nobody likes us, or nobody likes what's going on, or nobody likes it. You know, we start to just generalize and lump everybody into the actual problem. So not only what is true about me, but also what is true about other people. And then finally, the third part of identify what is true is to identify what is true about the actual problem. So not just about me, not just about you, but what is true about the actual problem? I think that's a big piece of this. I have to identify, once I realize what the real issue is, and then I identify the truth about the issue, the truth about the problem. Is it as big as I think it is? Maybe it is, but a lot of times maybe it's not. Is it going to be as bad as everybody says it's going to be? You know, what's true about the problem is also how big is the problem and how many different angles is happening inside of the problem itself. So once we identify the real issue, we've got to identify the truth. And truth is massively important. Truth is massively critical. Truth is the thing that will keep you going. Truth is the thing that will push you forward to actually acknowledging what is right and wrong. And truth, I'm telling you, truth will absolutely keep you from going down dark paths. The other thing about truth that is so important is that once you know what the truth is about the problem, you can start to fix it. You can start to take the next steps to do this. And so that's going to lead us into number three real quickly about how to handle the problem for you or your team, even your family, and even yourself. Number three is to develop a plan. So once you've identified the real issue, once you identified the truth about yourself, others, and the problem, the third part is to really think about how can I identify and develop a plan, and then start to put that plan into action. So here we go. Let's talk about the plan. And I want to do it in the concentric circles of using why, what, how, and who. So if you can think of it this way, when it comes to leadership principles, oftentimes we skip the why, which is the heartbeat of all that we do, and we want to jump to what we're going to do or how we're going to do it or who's going to do it or who's the blame for it. And we forget the most central part, which is why. We got to identify this part of the plan. Why does this problem need to be solved? That's a good question. Why does this problem need to be solved? What is it that we have to solve right now? Why is it so important that we have to solve this problem right now? So it's more than, well, it's a problem, but what exactly, why exactly is it a problem? Is it a financial issue? Is it a staffing issue? Is it a personal issue? To identify a plan, you have to start with why is this so important that we actually fix this plan? Okay, the second part of this is that what are my next steps? So why does this problem need to be resolved? And number two under this is what are the next steps? What are the next steps that I'm going to have to do and I'm going to have to face to move forward in what I'm doing? So to identify that is very, very important. Why does this problem need to be resolved? What are the next steps? And start writing them out. Write down the very next step. Once again, once you identify the truth of the problem and the real problem, you can actually start to implement a plan to fix the problem. And so to identify why it's important, then what are the next steps? Then it goes to the third part of the circle, which is how. How will we actually implement this? Now, if it's you as a person, just an individual, this is a lot easier, isn't it? Because you can just start doing, you start implementing. But if you're working with a team of any sort and there's conflict or problems within the team, which there's always going to be some sort of conflict or some sort of problems within the team, it's very important that you understand how is this actually going to be implemented. What are the steps? What are the procedures? What's the timeline? Get it all written out. This is where communication is so valuable. And when we communicate, we actually add value to people when we communicate well. That's very important to understand that communication really comes down to how am I adding value to you? Because if I really value you, I'm going to communicate to you. And so I'm going to communicate the problem. I'm going to communicate the truth of the problem. I'm going to communicate why it has to be resolved. I'm going to communicate what are the steps and then how we're actually going to do it, which leads to the final thing, which is who needs to do what. So now this is where you actually start to reach into your team and start to say, okay, who actually has got to do what in order to have this problem solved, in order to have this problem answered, in order to move forward together to handle the problem. So there you go. How to handle the problem in 3 easy steps. Now, of course, handling problems are not always easy. However, once you identify the real issue, once you identify the truth about what's going on, and then you identify a plan and you use what, you use the why, the what, the how, and the who. It's amazing how these things begin to get resolved and get be moving forward in a lot of great ways. So once again, I know that for many of us, there are problems looming. In fact, you're probably facing a problem right now. Hopefully this has helped you a little bit calm down. Once again, if we don't have good structure, I think the biggest fear when it comes to problems is that we start to unravel. And especially if you're leading a team, if you're unraveling, you could be sure that your team is going to start to unravel around you as well. So once again, thanks for joining me on the Andy George Leadership Podcast and our live feed. Very excited about what's going to be happening as we move forward. And so I can't wait to catch you on the next one as it's going to be coming up here very shortly. So stay tuned. Have a great weekend. If you're watching us live, thanks for joining us. And we'll catch you on the next episode.